This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we have Discord. The Discord on-air call-in lines are open and available to you. If you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, just jump on into the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. And it is free to do that. Discord, a nice little chat service, and it's there 24/7. But if you want to get on the air with us, you have to do that during the show hours, which, of course, are 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So if you're here live with us, that's great. If you're listening later via podcast or maybe on a radio station that delay broadcasts the show, you can still participate in the show. You just have to remember to call in when we're live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. History was made this weekend, or actually on Friday, here in New Hampshire, when what we believe to be the first in history transgender candidate for county sheriff filed in Concord, New Hampshire for the Cheshire County Sheriff race, which is where we live. We do the show in Keene, beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire, the county seat of Cheshire County in the southwestern county of New Hampshire. And not only is the Libertarian Party here making, you know, a comeback, meaning that they are now here in New Hampshire on the ballot at the same level as the Republicans and Democrats, that means that the Libertarian Party now has the ability to do, let's call it a last-minute appointment. So, like, when you're running for political office, usually there's a filing period, right? Like, you have to file back in June, and then, you know, you get on the primary ballot, and then if you have a primary opponent or a challenger, you have to defeat them, and then you get it to the general ballot. That's typically how it works. In this case, Aria DeMezzo, who is one of the co-hosts on Call to Freedom, which is a great show on LRN.fm, the Liberty Radio Network,
precedes Free Talk Live
in the afternoons on weeknights, yeah, or weekdays. It does. She filed sort of after the fact, after the primary had already been done. There was no Libertarian candidate that filed earlier. She kind of moved here in late June, so she wasn't even here during the filing period. So she couldn't have filed in June if she'd, you know, if she'd wanted to. She didn't live here yet. But she made the move here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, which is this ongoing migration that Mark, you and I, and Melanie, we're all a part of. We all moved here for this migration to bring libertarians into one place. And she decided this summer that she was willing to be a candidate on for the Libertarian Party. Because, again, Libertarian Party now has ballot access at the same level as the Republicans and Democrats. So that means that if you want to file for office, you pay the same filing fee as the Republicans and Democrats. So
$5 or something?
For Cheshire Sheriff, it's $10.
Okay.
That's it. And you don't have to get any petition signatures or any of that stuff. But also now, because the Libertarian Party is at the same ballot level as these other parties, essentially a major party status, that means the party officials, the chairman and the, you know, executive board, after the primary, they can just name candidates. They can just say, oh, there's an open seat for sheriff, we're going to appoint this person. Oh, there's an open seat over here for a state representative.
So any position anywhere in the state. The 400 state reps, which are reelected every 2 years.
Yeah.
The senators are every 2 years also?
Yes. Every state office here is 2 years.
26 senators, the governor, the sheriff, the
24
county commissioners.
Senators, yeah.
Right,
10 sheriffs.
The city council, any position in the entire state, the libertarians can just appoint somebody to run.
Correct. So as long as the person who wants to run has the approval of the, basically, the executive committee of the Libertarian Party, then they're in.
Yep. Oh, so then I should stop voting for people where there's no... I should stop doing write-ins for empty slots then.
Well, if a person was to get enough write-in nominations or write-in votes in a primary, then they would get the nomination, and then they wouldn't be able to appoint somebody into that.
Right, so for that reason, I should probably quit doing that.
But the odds are that somebody's going to get enough... you have to only get 35 votes for write-in to get in, mm-hmm. but no one's ever done it, at least not in the... Liberty Movement, not in the time that I've been here. I've never seen anyone ever accomplish 35 votes. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot. It's hard to get 35 write-ins.
I imagined.
I thought Garrett did at one point.
I don't recall that.
So, by the way, municipal offices are nonpartisan, so libertarians wouldn't be able to do that part.
Municipal, right. Yeah, like city council. Right,
or a selectman or something like that. I would imagine that I, as a person who had been in my community for 10 years, mm-hmm. could say, write me in for this empty slot that I did not file for, and that I could get it, but... Again, it wouldn't be particularly easy. You say you haven't seen it done, but I think I could do it.
So this is how it happened. So for people that wonder, well, how did Aria all of a sudden get on the general election ballot? Surprise, it's a legal process. The chairman of the party can just say, put this person on. So that's happening, and she's trans, which, of course, also makes it historic because she did some research and could not find any evidence of any other trans sheriff's candidates anywhere in the United States. So we believe this may be the first trans sheriff candidate, transgendered sheriff candidate anywhere in the U.S. So
well,
congratulations to Aria.
I'm not a big fan of identity politics generally. I say get your news where you can get your news, and in this case, that's fine by me. She's getting her news there.
Right. Now's the time for it,
She's either qualified and going to do the best job, yeah. or she's not.
Right. I mean, she's qualified because she wants to end the war on drugs, as, of course, a good libertarian candidate for sheriff should do, and it's my understanding this may be the first libertarian candidate for sheriff we've even had in history in Cheshire County. So it's always nice to, blaze a new trail, to make some historic moves here in New Hampshire, as we've seen happen over time with this New Hampshire freedom migration. Of course, we'll keep you in the loop as the campaign develops. I did warn her. I said, beware. Get ready for the haters.
Oh, yeah, the haters are coming.
Because not only are you going to get hated on because you're a libertarian running for sheriff, you're going to get hated on extra because you're a trans libertarian running for sheriff. So,
right, it's going to come from both sides.
Yeah, and Ian Freeman, so therefore you are also evil, according to some people. So we went out today to Franklin Pierce University here in the region. It's sort of about a half hour south here in Keene. We were invited to, or I was invited to, she wasn't in the race yet, so I just invited her along with me, but to a candidates event where state rep and state senate candidates. I'm running for state senate out here in this area, where we went to a college, and I wasn't expecting really much at all from this because I just know college students are notoriously apathetic. They just aren't interested in the political process. Every now and then, somebody like a Bernie shows up or a Ron Paul that somehow gets them whipped up into showing up for a meeting or something.
If you're ignorant, you should opt out of the process.
No, yeah, I agree.
And in all likelihood, they're ignorant.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about politics at that time. I had some theory that I understood. I liked the theory. But, I didn't understand personalities or anything. And if you don't know for whom you're voting, you really should not be voting.
Well, I mean, they aren't even interested in learning about for whom they could vote because this was the person.
Statistically, their choices suck very badly.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. So
all of our choices suck very badly, and they, at the very least, understand that, why should I spend time on choices that are very likely to suck?
They've got classes to get to. They've got important things, in their life that's going on. So it was basically, as I expected, it would be essentially a bunch of politicians standing around talking to one another. That's essentially what the event was. It was
I hear you.
It wasn't like we were invisible. We were in the middle of, right out in front of the library in a common area. They had a circle of tables set up, and it was a two-hour-long event, and it was, full of politicians. And they just milled about talking to one another the whole time.
What else are they going to do?
Well, right, because I hope that for those people, I hope that it is some kind of a level of an ego check on those politicians, like, hey,
turns out no one cares about you.
Turns out the youth of America, they don't give an S about you and whatever it is that you have to say.
Yeah.
So, of course,
no fans here.
you know, I'm a long-time outreach activist. I know how to...
You're given the world's smallest political quiz, which you can find at quiz.freetalklive.com.
I actually didn't bring that with me. I brought Know Your Rights information from CopBlock. And
I love the world's smallest political quiz that has the big great. Board where you can get your little dot.
We do have that now here in Keene. With the Libertarian Party, but I stepped outside of the little bullpen they had us in and just handed out hundreds of flyers to people just walking from class to class and helped them know their rights when it comes to police encounters, which really is all I really cared about. Not really there to get my name out so much. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Discord on air call in line rooms are open and available. Go to discord.lrn.fm and jump on in there. We'll get you on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com wants you to know that you can now use Bitcoin Cash to deposit at saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. That's where you can go to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. I do it all the time. We just opened the doors on the new Bitcoin Embassy here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Exciting stuff.
By the way, is the second Bitcoin Embassy in the United States. The first one is in Atlanta, run by Jeffrey Tucker, a former sometime co-host, I guess I should say, occasional co-host here on Free Talk Live. We're probably going to see Jeffrey in a couple few weeks when we're at the New Hampshire Blockchain Conference coming up in early October, because I understand he's going to be speaking there. But where'd all the stuff come from to open up this thing? I ordered it on Amazon, and I got about 29% off on most of my purchases. There was one that I was a little more time crunched on, so I shot for 20% on that one, and I got that. So 20 to 29% off was what I got by buying all the stuff, you know, tables and chairs and everything that we needed for getting this Bitcoin Embassy set up. It all came from Amazon through saveatpurse.com. So now you can deposit Bitcoin Cash over at Save It Purse and save big time on the things you're going to buy anyway. I mean, I could have paid 30% more if I wanted to, but why the heck would you want to do that? SaveATPurse.com, now featuring Bitcoin Cash. As we go to Dave, he's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Dave. Hi, guys. I am here.
Here you are. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Yeah. There is some news that is kind of bad, but also draws attention to something that has gone right for the Free Staters. I guess Murphy's Tap Room in Manchester, which was started by a Free Stater, has been burglarized for the first time in its 11 years of existence.
I hope they didn't tear the Bitcoin vending machine off the wall.
Yeah,
what happened?
I hadn't thought about that. Keith Murphy didn't mention it. I mean, in a post apparently by Keith Murphy, he said that they caught the burglar within 7 hours, and he put out a post thanking the Manchester Police Department for his professionalism in handling this.
Wow. Scary stuff. Well, I mean, it is a downtown Manchester, and downtown areas tend to be a little bit more crimey than other areas.
I wonder what you would think you would get out of a restaurant.
In the
not
middle of the night?
But I'm
not
surprised.
People rob them, though, thinking they're going to be a pile of cash, and they're
not.
No,
they close out the register at the end of the night, I'm sure, like any other business.
Yeah, people remove the cash from restaurants and businesses at night so that if people break in, they don't get it.
Correct. Yeah, maybe this person did not understand that or really just wanted some beer. Perhaps he just wanted to
heroin
drink.
Heroin could possibly be involved.
Well, you're not going to get heroin from Murphy's Tap Room.
No, but you could have your brain addled and make stupid decisions as a result.
That's absolutely the case. So, were you just calling to share the bad news that a Free Stater-run operation got broken into? I doubt he was targeted specifically because he was a Free Stater.
Correct. But it is kind of an opportunity to reminisce about the history of the place.
Sure.
And he sort of built it with, he just sort of had people he knew come help him build it. You know, we didn't necessarily know that much about construction. You know, I worked on it, and it was kind of a people's effort to get it built. He eventually expanded it to a second location in a different town, but starting to become a chain. It's always just a morale boost to drive by his stores or his restaurants and think, you know, that would not be there if we hadn't, that was New Hampshire, if we hadn't picked up and moved here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's also served as a location for, countless libertarian meetings, whether they be cryptocurrency or, what's it called, Taproom Tuesdays, which is basically a social evening meeting that happens there every Tuesday and has been going on for years. At least I presume it's still going on.
There was also an incident in 2007 where the U.S. Marshals appeared at Taproom to try and question Free Staters, because some of them had been involved in speaking up for Ed Brown, who was a tax protester, and he had a standoff with the Fed.
That's been a long time.
Well, not only is the owner of the business you're talking about, Keith Murphy, is you know significantly successful when it comes to business, he's also been a state representative as well. I don't know if he currently is, but for a few terms he was.
Is at this moment, but I believe he's been voted out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. Well, he said he'll come back and run again probably at some point. He was very excited about getting in there, and I think it took him two tries to get in back in the 06, 07 era. And that's interesting. I thought he was just taking a break, but...
Maybe that's what happened. I could not speak. I just know what I've seen and heard, and you know, maybe I've got something
wrong.
It
cannot be easy to run a business.
I am not the reporter in New Hampshire. That's you, Dave.
It cannot be easy to run a business like a restaurant and also be a state representative at the same time. It is very, very demanding set of schedules that you have to mix up there. And then to do, you know, open up another restaurant at the same time, basically a banquet hall. So the second... Right. Location he has is much, much larger. It's in a nearby town. It's where the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance held their annual dinner this year. It was very, very nice. You know, nice gig. Hey, Dave, anything else going on in your world over at Ridley Report? What are you reporting on this week?
Oh, let's see. I just uploaded some commentaries over the last few weeks. I haven't shot much since I left Colorado Springs last month. I have been making a lot of calls to talk radio. I called them about what you were talking about at the beginning of the show. I guess I've called three different shows to let them know news about the Libertarian Party over the last week. It's really wild how even someone like me, who's always been a skeptic of Libertarian Party stuff, I have to talk about what the action is, and they're the ones who are the most active lately.
They're the ones making things happen at this time.
It's been a nice resurgence for the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire. It basically was a dead organization for years. And when Daryl W. Perry and Roger Paxton, who Daryl, of course, a regular co-host here on Free Talk Live, and Roger, great talk show host in his own right, the host of the Lava Flow podcast, when they took over the party a few years ago, two or three years ago, they really whipped it back into shape. And as an example of how bad it was, the previous chairman before Daryl, and I won't bother naming names, the previous chairman before Daryl was sitting on checks. People had written checks to the organization, to the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, trying to, like, give them money, and the dude hadn't deposited them. He was just sitting on them.
It seems apathetic.
The current candidate for governor for the Libertarians, Gilletta Jarvis, she was trying to become the candidate for governor in the past and tried to reach out to the Libertarian Party to, you know, express her interest in doing that. No one ever wrote her back. That was the kind of thing. So it was the same guy. Same guy who wasn't cashing checks, wasn't writing emails back to people who were inquiring about things like giving him money and running for office. These are like the two basic things that a political party is supposed to do, right? Is raise money and run candidates for office.
Well, the other thing they're supposed to do is go out and get denounced. And they have succeeded in doing that because the conservative activist Kimberly Moran has already denounced the Libertarian Party as being a joke. She's a prominent blogger in the app. Yeah. She's denounced them for being a joke because they're running a trans candidate.
All right. Well, hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I would love to see that post, but I'm not on Facebook, so not that interesting to me.
Cut it out and send it to you.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News. Tropical Depression Florence could drop another 5 inches of rain onto already waterlogged areas of the Carolinas and Virginia today. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the danger hasn't left.
This is an epic storm that is still continuing. The rivers are rising in certain parts of our state. Some areas have not seen the worst flooding yet.
There's now one road open to the people of Wilmington. They were cut off due to high water. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has called for a meeting. She's accusing Russia of violating economic sanctions imposed on North Korea.
Deny, distract, and lie. We have heard this same song many times before. And now you've been cheating on sanctions agreements and have gotten caught.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us right here. If you want, toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in our studio tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
By the way, I do want you to know about what used to be called Zencash and is now known as Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. What's all that gobbledygook mean? It's more than just cryptocurrency, with some serious privacy technology baked right into it. That's what zero-knowledge technology is. And the decentralized secure nodes, that means that this is a secure network with thousands of nodes all around the planet. Like 16,000 was the last number that I recall hearing, which actually at the time made them the number one most distributed, most well-distributed cryptocurrency system out there. And again, it's more than just crypto, which is why they rebranded to Horizon, because the Horizon platform not only is allowing you to do cryptocurrency, but also you can privately chat with other people on the network. And soon Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. So head over to their website, horizon.global. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. Horizon.global. As we continue, here we go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. We're just kind of talking about some of the things that make New Hampshire a really special place for those of you who are libertarians, for those of you who are freedom-minded, anarchists, or perhaps voluntarists, people who care about liberty. You really owe it to yourself to check out this movement, this migration. And by the way, Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, one of the best documentary films to come out of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, celebrated its 6th anniversary this weekend. So if you haven't seen it yet, you ought to go check it out over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's free to watch online. And, of course, last year we did our 5-year anniversary special screening of it, and that was a lot of fun. So if you have seen it, it's a great excuse to, you know, show it to some friends that maybe you haven't shown it to yet. Have a viewing party for Victimless Crime Spree over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont, listening online. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, it was a story that came out last week. I don't have it in front of me because I'm on the phone here, but it's about some kind of a test that they want to do on Thursday, you know, with people's phones. You hear about this?
No, who wants to do a test of phones? Is it the government?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it, like the presidential system thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. All we need is Trump being able to tweet directly to everyone's cell phone.
Right. That's what I said when my wife told me about it. I'm like, he doesn't have enough Twitter followers?
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I mean, it's my understanding that you can't even opt out of this.
Ugh.
But,
no.
You know, but it leads me into another question, and that is that what, if any, consequences will be for our phones? You know, in terms of, will they be able to collect our data? You know,
well, they already do that.
You know,
well, I can tell you this. If they've got that program that can send something to every phone, it can be hacked and exploited. If it can be hacked and exploited, it probably will be, because who's watching it? Well, the government is, and they're bad at pretty much everything.
Wait, so they already have the Amber Alerts and the weather alerts, which you can turn off, and I did, because I had my headphones in one time, and it came through anyway, and that's really annoying. And weather alerts aren't, it's not like, hey, there's a tornado. It's like, did you know it's raining? Like, okay, go away. But, and Amber Alerts, more often or not, are just wanting you to interfere in somebody else's custody battle. Not all the time, but usually. I don't think it's any more of a security issue than your phone already is. It's just really annoying that they can at any time just
bust
send
right
a
in.
Loud, shrill, you know, beep to your phone that you can't turn off.
I worry about, if they can, you know, get my cryptocurrency or anybody else's.
Here's what you need to know about cryptocurrency on phones. You never want to keep more crypto on a phone than you could afford to lose, right? As far as, like,
right,
whether it's the government robbing it from you or whether some thief takes your phone, you leave the phone, let's say you leave it unlocked for whatever reason on the back of a toilet seat in a bar, and somebody else walks in, or in an airport, and the next person's a thief, they walk in, they take it, and they get into your crypto, and they send it all to themselves. I mean, that can happen, but ultimately, and if the NSA wants to get into your device, then surely they can do that. If you have cryptocurrency of a significant amount, I recommend keeping it in what they call a hardware wallet. This is one of the best options out there, from what I've seen, to keep crypto in a safe way. They say, now, I'm not a programmer, I can't audit these claims, but I suspect that programmers have audited these claims, because these companies that make these hardware wallets are still in business, and there's, you know, they're well respected. But basically, the hardware wallet is like a little USB dongle that you plug into any USB port on your computer, and then there's usually some sort of interactive, you know, web page or whatever that you go to where you can look and see what cryptos you got on there and send and receive from it. So it's just like any other wallet. It's just a piece of actual physical hardware. That means it's impossible, from what I understand, for a virus to get in there. And it's impossible, therefore, for the government to remote access into it, because most of the time it's disconnected from the computer. And when it is connected to the computer, they have it set up to where nothing can be uploaded to. You can't crack the thing. So it's pretty rock solid as far as storage is concerned. Does that make sense? Robert, thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. So, it's a legitimate concern. I mean, cell phones are not particularly secure devices.
Right.
You can't trust Android. You can't trust Apple to make a device that isn't going to be easily accessed by somebody who knows what they're doing, somebody like the NSA or whatever. So just keep that in mind. Don't have secret conversations on these devices, even if you're encrypting, even if you're using an app like Signal.
If you
don't
want to have a secret conversation,
secrets.
Go take a hike in the woods.
Yeah, right, and whisper to the other person in the woods.
Right. Right, watch out for drones.
That's about as good as you're going to get as far as secrecy. If you must send secret information over technology, PGP seems to be the best way to go still to this day. It seems to be the most respected, secure.
But you're still
going to
be looking at the PGP on a device.
Correct. So your problem with PGP is if your device is compromised,
right,
and they've got a key logger or something like that on there, then you're as good as done.
You can use secure things like secure apps like Signal or Telegram or Line or a variety of them that are out there. But if your device is compromised, your device is compromised, and there's nothing they can do about that.
Yeah. Or keep in mind also, even if your device isn't compromised, what about the other person? You don't know what their level of security is. Maybe they're real sloppy. Maybe the person you're sending a secretive message to doesn't even have a code on their phone. Maybe they just leave their phone somewhere, and it's just wide open for whoever picks it up.
My best advice is just don't have secret conversations.
Agreed.
That's the best way to do it. Yeah. I mean,
people do have things they want to keep from the government.
There are lots of
that's okay,
and other organizations too. There's lots of things you might want to keep secret, and it's a good idea to practice operational security. However, the bigger the secret, whatever it might be, the more likely they are to find out whatever it is.
The test message, according to
your mom's secret recipe for making delicious fried chicken, you're probably safe.
But if it's Colonel Sanders' secret recipe,
yeah, people want to know that. They want to know the 11 herbs and spices.
Okay, so I did pull up the article here about this test that's going to be going out. According to Reuters, this is FEMA sending the alert. They will bear the headline "Presidential Alert." According to the agency in a statement this week, the phones of Americans will make a loud tone and have a special vibration. The test message is scheduled for 2:18 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this Thursday and will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." The test has been scheduled to ensure the alert system would work in the event of a national emergency. U.S. cell phone users will not be able to opt out. Former President Barack Obama signed a law in 2016 requiring FEMA to create a system allowing the president to send cell phone alerts regarding public safety emergencies. So there you go, Democrats. You supported it when Barack Obama did this. Now how you feel? How do you feel now that Trump can tweet at you right on your cell phone any old time he wants to? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
On August 24, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others.
Firestone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord? It's a chat service that is free to use, so you can go in there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and frequently there are people in there talking in the Free Talk Live room or in some of the other chat rooms on the server, including topics like gaming and cryptocurrency, New Hampshire-related news, because, you know, we're in New Hampshire. Our listeners, a lot of them are interested in what's going on here, like the new history-making transgendered sheriff candidate running as a libertarian here in Cheshire County. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, there's a detailed article about that over at freekeen.com if you want to check that out when you get a chance. Of course, it's already stirring up controversy, as you might expect such an announcement to do. So it's fun to be here in New Hampshire with other libertarians who are actually doing things. Who are actually getting out there and getting active. And like I was saying, I was at a college today, Franklin Pierce University, at a candidates event, which was just as awful as I expected it to be as far as college students not being interested. But once I started hitting the college, you know, outside of the event, I was just kind of standing in the, you know, different pathways at the college during their class changes. I handed out hundreds of flyers to those college students today about knowing your rights with police encounters. So from an activism perspective, the visit was a success. From a political, whatever, candidate perspective, I wasn't, you know,
not so much.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting anything at all, and it met my expectations. So
well, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to have your expectations met.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So over the weekend, of course, there was the big deal about the hurricane. And, Mark, you'd asked me to pull up a story over the weekend about price gouging. And I actually found one that was written recently. So it was written in response to this hurricane. Because we could always go to FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, and I'm pretty sure they've got a good piece that we've likely used before.
I've interviewed Robert Murphy, one of America's preeminent Austrian economists on the issue, and basically they all come down in the same place, which is that ultimately price gouging, if you want to use that term, that the high prices that may come into play.
That's a political term.
Yeah, that during a natural disaster, in some time of shortage of a particular item, is a market signal. And, it reveals complex information quickly to people. So one of the complex pieces of information is that if you're waiting until 30 minutes before the hurricane arrives to get water, or, 2 hours after the hurricane arrives to get some water or milk or bread,
then you might not
or a generator,
get any.
Right? Well, maybe you deserve to pay 10 times as much. When it comes
right.
to
why shouldn't a good planner be rewarded for with better prices?
Well, life rewards good planners until a hurricane comes and then the government steps in the way and says, "Good planners be darned, we shall reward really bad behavior." And what we would like to do is reward somebody who planned poorly but has a pocket full of money and can come in and buy the whole display of water, and then one else gets it.
Some places will put in a maximum purchase.
Well, that's more complex information, part of this complex information. But one of the reasons that we have such a thing, if I have a SUV with six family members in it and everybody comes in and buys the max water, then the person who comes...
There are ways around it,
comes to provide water for their entire family but did not bring everybody in the SUV now gets
SOL.
A sixth of the amount of water.
Wait, and so quantity limits are kind of just a way to try to work around prices. It's saying, I want the results of higher prices, but I know that if I, as a permanent standing building, actually do what the market is telling me to do, that's going to hurt me in the long run because people are stupid. So that's really just a sloppy way of having price signals.
Yeah, no, I was saying that that's something they would implement in the event of they're forced to keep their prices down.
I mean, you can't
try
really
to keep product on the shelves.
Right,
as Mark pointed out, if you've got a few friends, then you can get around that.
And it's not like this is our first rodeo in America. Yeah. We've heard the term hurricane before, right?
Yeah.
We know what happens. Storms come in, power gets knocked down, some people's roofs get ripped off and all that stuff. So first off, you should plan, and if you didn't, then you know that water will be available in all likelihood free. There's still piles of free water from in San Juan out in Puerto Rico that they didn't give out because the government's bad at these things.
Wow.
So nonetheless, there'll be free water that'll be provided by good folks from all over America in relatively short order. It's unlikely that you will in fact dehydrate if you don't, fill your bathtub before the hurricane comes. Mm-hmm. Get some water put away. Do something. If you do nothing, it is unlikely you will dehydrate in that amount of time, presuming you have the ability
if
to.
If you dehydrate during a hurricane, you really messed up.
Well, no.
it might be salt water, but.
You can't drink that water.
No, a hurricane's not going to deliver salt water to you.
You cannot drink the water, dude.
From a hurricane?
You can drink the water that falls from the sky.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's collect that stuff. They have collectors.
If you don't have, if you didn't collect water ahead of time, you don't have a water collector.
You can't necessarily just like put a bucket outside because the bucket's not going to be there.
I'm just saying, it's not like there's a shortage of water during a hurricane. It's just you weren't prepared for it. That's all. If you didn't prepare for it.
Yeah, and you know about this a long time in advance.
Days in advance.
So it's not like something
usually
that happens suddenly that you can't respond
to. And a lot of hurricane preparation, product and such will last you for the next hurricanes that come through. So once you get some of it, you know, get some fresh water, you're good to go,
yeah.
Right?
Sometimes you're going to end up on your roof and you couldn't take your water with you. And there's no doubt that at that point you need some water, but...
You probably shouldn't be ending up on your roof because you should have left if that was
there's
how bad
that
it was going to be.
Let's go to your phones.
Some people don't like to leave.
I've got the story here from Robsonian.com, which appears to be a newspaper website from North Carolina. Article written by John Sanders, who's the Director of Regulatory Studies at the John Locke Foundation. Now, I'm not familiar with the John Locke Foundation, but it does sound like it might be something that we'd have some agreement with.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll share this with you here in a moment. First, though, Michael is in Virginia listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I want to talk about this Spanish Inquisition trial now proposed to be held against Judge Kavanaugh.
Who's this? Is this the Supreme Court guy?
Yes.
Say that again?
This is the Supreme Court guy, right?
Right, right. Judge Brett Kavanaugh. This, the main thing about this that we should be focusing on is how different the media is treating, when I say the media, I mean the Trump media, how different the
Who is the Trump media? Is that Fox News?
That's right. That's right.
That's about it? Is that the only Trump media, or is there other Trump media?
Well, there's other Trump media out there, much bigger than Fox News, but America knows nothing about it. Well,
Who's the other Trump media bigger than Fox News? I'd like to know.
How'd you find out about it?
One example of it would be Jay Sekulow. He's on 1,350 radio stations.
Oh, you've mentioned him before. He's an attorney with the ACLJ, right?
That's right.
Okay, and you don't like him. Look, I don't know.
There's somebody on 1,300 radio stations?
It's a religious. It's a religious show. It's some show that's on probably hundreds. I don't know if it's that many, but
right. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's on 600.
Hundreds of stations. So, I mean, the guy's definitely on a lot of stations. How many people are listening to those stations is another question.
Yeah. Well, this is the best kept secret. You see, this secret 1,350 station network is what produced the Trump win that became a surprise to the rest of the world, except to Vladimir Putin, who had investigated that network very carefully through his underground KGB, now called the FSB, and they realized that they could put their candidate in the White House by pleasing that network. That's why Donald Trump made his first public speech after announcing at Liberty University, to tie into that huge network of untapped voters, which produced the Reagan win in 1980 that was such a landslide upset. So they know
what is this network called? Does it have a name?
Well, that's the thing. No, it doesn't have a name. That's why it's the best kept secret out there.
I don't know if I believe you. Thank you for the call tonight.
Well, wait a minute.
I don't have a minute to wait.
He was going to talk about Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah. Who cares? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if it's that big, then you should tell us about it.
I got it.
Coming up here in hour number two, we got plenty of time for you. It's Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.